Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Phimelo Motene. Thank you so much for being with us. And gosh, I'm really, really happy some of you are safe. I'm really, really hoping that some of you were able to get home safely, especially those who are on the roads. And what a weekend it's been, with snow all over KZN and, you know, major parts of KZN, disruptions everywhere, and unfortunately one fatality. We do know that there is one person who was said to have also a second person who was said to have lost their lives, but KZN has been very careful not to confirm that until all the relevant stakeholders have actually confirmed that, Department of Health and so on. So let's just speak quickly to KZN Transport Transport of Human Settlement spokesperson Ndebezi Ntlesibiya, who's on the line with us. Unfortunately, the MEC couldn't be with us this evening. He had another meeting to attend to, as you can imagine. Thank you so much, Mr. Sibiya, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Sister Pimelo, and good evening to Kaya FM listeners.
Thank you so much for making time for us. We've obviously been watching the conditions as you steadily, have that snow melt, as you steadily open the roads. Just maybe give us a sense right now, as we speak, what the situation is right now in KZN with regards to the snow and your preparations to get everybody going.
Thank you very much once again. We are quite happy that, a very efficient and highly motivated team, has worked flat out to ensure that, we are able to save motorists that were stuck, as you correctly pointed out. It was a very hectic weekend, and as we speak, the traffic is flowing very nicely, and we are seeing trucks moving up and down, trucks from, other parts of the country moving into Durban. As you know, that KwaZulu-Natal has got two biggest ports, the port of Richards Bay as well as Durban. And, we've got trucks now that are moving, carrying goods to the port, and other trucks are coming from the ports. People are moving from Durban back to, others are going to Joburg, others are coming to Durban. As you know, that we have school holidays. So KwaZulu-Natal, as we speak, is now a very stable province thanks to the hardworking team that worked flat out over the past few days.
I did see the MEC congratulating workers who worked tirelessly over the weekend. As he says, he wanted even names to be given to the presidency, because he thinks that really they put everything out there. A sense of what do we know so far about the number of people who are still perhaps in hospital and the fatalities? I know that there was one confirmed death and another was not quite confirmed yet. Can you maybe give us clarity on that?
Yeah, as the MEC sponsor Duma pointed out, we do not want to speculate. We don't want to shoot in the dark with the hope of hitting the target. Mm. For now, we are expecting the relevant authorities to confirm if there's any other unfortunate death. But we have one confirmed death, and the EMRS, the Emergency Medical Services from Midlands, confirmed, the Department of Health confirmed, and we cannot at this stage confirm the other unfortunate death, which is reported in various social media platforms. But officially we don't have something concrete.
Mr. Sibiya, what have we learned from this experience as the province? And I know I'm not putting this on you as well alone, as transport, perhaps with your colleagues in COCTA, municipalities. What have we learned from this experience?
I think we just have to internalize the fact that, there is climate change. Climate change is upon us. We are experiencing erratic weather patterns. It is hot. The next thing, it is raining, and we talk about heavy rains. For the very first time, we are having heavy snows. I think it has never happened in the history, especially here in KwaZulu-Natal, that, in September, we have such heavy snowfall. It's the reality that we have to internalize, and it's a two-way process. Government departments, all spheres of government, from national, provincial, as well as local, municipalities, must work together to face the challenges that are brought about by climate change. On the other side, we are also, requesting that when there are, early warning signs that are given by, government departments, members of the public must also, adhere to the, assigned to the rules that are given. For instance, about a week ago, it was reported by the weatherman that we'll have snow here in KwaZulu-Natal. But the extent to which we're going to have the snowfall is something else. It's just that as we move forward, we want to then heighten, public safety, campaigns, especially us as the Department of Transport, the road safety campaigns, working with all, mainstream media, working with ordinary members of society, non-governmental organizations, to ensure that, if there is a disaster, we are able to work together to save innocent lives.
But you've heard the criticisms, right? That, yes, of course, nobody anticipated that the level of snow would be this heavy, but that there were NGOs who were able to get to the rescue before government officials were able to get to the rescue points. Your response to that?
Well, I think we just have to separate issues. We've got freeways, trucks that were stuck, talk about more than 200 kilometers, trucks, more than 1,000 trucks and cars that were stuck on the freeways. Then we have, other routes which were closer to, residential areas. Obviously, in times of disasters, you then expect the nation to hold hands and work together to save innocent lives. There is nobody that I can say is perfect during, any disaster. We have to work together. And at the very same time, as government, we do understand that we are the custodian of the safety of all citizens. But at the very same time, we are saying these are new experiences. Let's work together. Let us, learn from what we've experienced. A couple of years ago, we experienced COVID for the very first time, and there were restrictions that were announced by the government as part of efforts to ensure that there was no spread of COVID-19. It was a new experience, and once again, as you correctly pointed out, Sister Melo, we haven't had a snow, heavy snowfall here in KwaZulu-Natal. It's a very, for the first time, it's a new experience. And we are saying, look, we are a coastline, province. We haven't experienced such a heavy snowfall, but the lessons that we've learned is that we need to then acquire the machinery moving forward that is, going to assist us to deal, effectively with the challenges that we faced. But at the same time, we want to express our heartfelt appreciation to the motor great drivers. They worked extremely hard over the past 2 days, over the past few days, removing the snow, and they work cooperatively with the Road Traffic Inspectorate. The national government also came on board assisting, and I think it was an integrated approach, which, fortunately, we were able to save lives. It's unfortunate that one person died. But when we talk about the road accidents and other motorists that were at risk, we were able to avert any disaster.
You speak of all of us taking responsibility, and I fully agree with you. When the warning comes out, which was already on Tuesday, we should have all taken that very, very seriously. But just maybe give us a sense of understanding how it works. Would the Department of Transport have internal comms from the weather services? Would you have had that communication from them directly, or did you hear from the weatherman like all of us?
Yeah, we've got the early warning signs. We've got the National Department of Transport. We've got the National Department of Provincial Department of Environmental Affairs, working with the National Department and the weathermen. So we get all these signs together with the South African National Road Agency, SANRAL, and we are able to then issue out warnings. If you can go through the social media platforms of SANRAL, the Department of Transport, you would actually notice that the early warning signs were given the other week, I think it was on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, the other week, not last week, the other week. So you talk about more than a week, you know, of warnings that were given to, you know, the people of KwaZulu-Natal and South Africa as a whole. But nevertheless, the most important thing is that it's a new experience. You know, have to internalize the fact that the climate change is upon us. Let's work together. Let us build on the foundation that has been laid by the, you know, the drivers of the creators over the past few days, working together with the private sector, the farmers, you know, non-governmental organizations. You know, we did not see any blame game, because the most important thing was to then say we have a common vision and we all work behind the common vision, you know, that of saving lives and ensuring that we move in the same direction. We create a prosperous country and a prosperous province of KwaZulu-Natal.
To your point about the fact that obviously this is quite new, this level of snow disruption is very new. One doesn't expect that all the government departments would have had the equipment, which is quite fair. But do you think yourselves as KZN, along with your neighboring provinces, Gauteng, we could have shut the roads earlier?
Well, I think that's another issue which is very important. If you look at the Tugela Plaza and other parts of you know, KwaZulu-Natal, we were able to say, look, there should be no movement of cars, you know. But cars kept on streaming in other routes, which is very problematic. That is why I was saying we have to then, as we move forward, heighten, you know, public awareness. No finger pointing. We have to heighten public awareness, and people must then make sure that before you travel from one destination to the other destination, you check, you know, the weather pattern. You'll be shocked, Pemelo, if I can tell you that in the very same area where there was snow, we had fell fires today. Would you believe it? It's unbelievable. I just could
just
not
maybe
believe it.
Felt fires where it was wet.
Yes, where there was snow around, you know, around Harry Smith, there was fell fires. The guys from the SABC, sorry to mention the other.
It's okay.
Yeah, they were shocked. They were actually shocked because they've been there over the past, you know, few days, and they just could not, you know, believe what they were seeing. You know, fell fires in the same area where there was snow over the past few days. It then tells you that, you know, the climate change is here to stay, and we have to adjust.
Wow. It's quite something to wrap our heads around. But really appreciate the time you've given us. Just quickly, you know, how is the cleanup operation going?
Well, the MEC has been hands-on. You know, he delivered a message to all categories of staff across all government departments, the entities that were there from Pretoria. The team was there, SAPS and the RMTC, they were there, the national, the M3 concession, they were there, you know, expressing his appreciation, obviously, on behalf of the President of the Republic of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, who asked him to ensure that the names of those heroes and heroines who worked flat out to save innocent lives are recorded. That's the message that he gave to MEC Sponsor Duma. And there was a pride, you know, just to, you know, show that sense of appreciation. He spent time with all of them, all categories of staff. They were happy. And what really touched all of us, it is when one, you know, great motor great driver, operator, you know, was saying they did not know how they worked. When they see all the photos, they are shocked because, you know, when they were doing the cleanup, when they were removing the snow, you know, he says, look, it's only God that, you know, looked after them because there were cars, there were trucks. You talk here about thousands and thousands and thousands of trucks that were stuck, and then they were covered with snow. And these guys, they worked flat out removing the snow. So we want to then express our appreciation to the people of South Africa who were very patient. The motorists were very patient. It was a very new experience, but the team from the Department of Transport worked flat out, worked effectively, efficiently. highly motivated, working with other, you know, teams from other government departments. We want to say, you know, we will work hard to inspire hope for a better future.
Really, really appreciate your time. The KZN Transport Department spokesperson, Davizi Ntlesibia, really appreciate your time and thank you so much for giving us that time. As Operation Mop-Up continues, we'll obviously keep an eye on the story. I mean, what's quite frightening is what he's just said about the fact that there are now felt fires around the area of Harrismith. Hopefully, they're able to deal with that as quickly as possible so that we don't see another disaster. But let's keep an eye on the story and we'll keep you informed as it develops.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.